This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Larry Rullison in the Albany Times-Union reports about the changing solar power industry and new laws that may affect locals. In Greene County, towns such as Cairo have started small solar farms lately as regulations allow municipalities to buy the power for typically 30% to 35% above what they normally charge other customers. Quote, although the ways such solar farms are financed can vary, the developers typically pay the cost of the solar farm and charge the municipality a fixed long-term rate for the electricity, unquote, writes Rullison in the Times Union. Quote, the municipality gets to substantially lower its electric bills from the premium it earns selling the power back to the utility, unquote. A December Public Service Commission ruled that the industry was taking advantage of, quote, uneconomic arbitrage, unquote, and now the solar industry says that drastically alters the financial projections for hundreds of projects. Monolith Solar was planning to move from Rensselaer and build a new $4.6 million headquarters in Slingerlands, but now it's not so sure. Quote, Monolith says it has 231 such remote solar farm projects in the pipeline, all of which will have to be scrapped if the rule change stands, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. In Radio Roundup, Jeffersonville, WJFF 90.5 FM celebrated its 25th anniversary on Thursday, February 12th. The station has an open house through Saturday, February 14th, and WJFF holds a Valentine's dance party Saturday, February 14th at Mullally's Pub in Jeffersonville. The Daily Freeman reports that Kingston Community Radio is hosting its Radiothon beginning February 13th, every day from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on WGHQ 920 a.m. Their goal is to raise $10,000. Tune in at mykcr.org. And WGXC's pop-up shop continues Saturday, February 14th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday, February 15th from noon to 4 p.m. with a live broadcast of In the Cut with DJ Effie from noon to 2 p.m. Organized by Elizabeth Powell of Local, the pop-up shop features handmade objects with 25% of the sales benefiting WGXC. Inventory includes jewelry, ceramics, painting, books, clothing, kitchenwares, furniture, accessories, children's clothes, toys, decorations, and more. That's at 117 Warren Street in Hudson. Today is Saturday, February 14th, 2015, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts snow, mainly afternoon, with a high near 21, wind chill values as low as negative 9. New snow accumulation of 1 to 3 inches is possible, with a little more snow possible Saturday night with a low around 5 and wind chill values as low as negative 11. Sunday, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., otherwise partly sunny and cold with a high near 6 and a low around negative 11. Monday should be sunny and cold with a high near 9. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.